Joining me now is the mayor of Bristol, Marvin Rees. He and Alexei Navalny became friends a decade ago after they both won postgraduate fellowships to study at Yale University. Great seeing you this afternoon. Thank you very much for being with us. Tell me about that time then when you both got to know each other for the first time.
Well, it's called the Yale World Fellows Programme. Every year they take 15 or so people from around the world. And you go to the university, you spend about 4 or 5 months there. And when I arrived, that's where I met Alexei. We were neighbours. Because we had children, our families were with us, we were in the same block. So we lived next door to each other, along with Ricardo Taran from Nicaragua and Lumumba Diaping from southern Sudan.
What sort of man was he when you met him?
Well, my first impression, he was a very considerate person. He arrived a few weeks before me as he was getting on top of his English. So when I arrived, he was set up. He had his car and I arrived. My wife was yet to arrive. So I didn't have a car and I had no food in the house. So he said, listen, I'll take you to the supermarket. Let me take you shopping. And that was really the first time we spent any time together, with him driving me around the supermarkets while I get what I needed to get. We also spent time with our children as well, took them out apple picking out in the orchards around Connecticut. And then obviously I shared classrooms with him as well. So we were in discussions on everything ranging from environmental protection to migration to questions of identity. So, you know, an amazing opportunity to spend time with him. I just found him a very sincere, very committed human being.
And of course, you stayed in touch. What do you make of the situation today?
I think it's absolutely appalling. And listening to the words of President Putin there, I don't recognise those. Says whatever he says about Western plots and CIA and the rest of it. I'm just the mayor of Bristol. I'm just the mayor of Bristol who's met a man who has committed his life to exposing fraud in Russia that's taking money out of the pockets of millions upon millions of people and putting it into the hands of a few well-positioned people at the top. And that's the man. I know, and I'm horrified about what's happening to him. I'm very concerned about his family, but I know it's not just me. I know there are many thousands of people, but certainly in the small group I know, many hundreds of people around the world who are also concerned and just dismayed about what's going on in Russia.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the Kremlin have used Navalny's time at Yale, to push that narrative that he is a puppet of the West?
Without question. It was in November when we were at university, Alexei coming to our common room and was talking about a new fraud he just uncovered with the Eastern Siberian Pacific oil pipeline. I think it was about $4 billion. And a number of the Yale fellows, Ana Paula, who worked on drug policy in Mexico, so she knew, she was at the front end of things as well. Ana Paula, Lumumba, Sergei Ligodinsky, they were all saying, Alexei, it might not be wise for you to go back. When you're exposing £4 billion of fraud, that's very, very serious. It's not going to be safe. Alexei's point was, if I don't go back, they are going to say, I am a puppet of the West. They're going to say, I've been at Yale, I'm associated with the CIA. They're going to spread all these rumors. And so he went back in the face of all the warnings from his fellow world fellows about the threats to his own and his family safety. And you just have to admire that, a brave man who knew what was coming. And what's happened is exactly what he said would happen. I just hope that people can see through it for what it is.
And how have you been able to offer your support? I understand that he wrote to you after he'd been poisoned. Is that right?
Well, there's a small group of us, Mayako from Lebanon, Sergei in Germany, Ted, who's in the US, along with Emma Sky, who's the director of World Fellows, and a number of us come together and say, how can we support Alexei and his family? Remember, he's got two children and a wife at this time as well. And I was just looking back from my emails the other day, and as he came out of the poisoning, he just dropped a note saying, thank you for the support to all of us. And I just dropped him another email the other day. He won't be able to read it now, but once he comes out of prison, he will be able to pick it up. So we are continually just reaching out. You know, we can support the family, trying to take that pressure off him as much as we can, and to let him know we're here, and to let him and the Russian leaders know that the world is watching.
And as we heard from our correspondent in Moscow, more protests out on the streets today, supporting Yulia, as you say, his wife. How do you think all of this is going to pan out in future months?
I have no idea. I'm minded of what Václav Havel said some years ago, in that political systems can look incredibly powerful until they're no longer powerful, and you realise just how fragile they were if you build up a system based on untruths. And so it looks insurmountable. People incredibly brave going onto the streets and being arrested. We want peace, obviously. We want justice, but I've no idea how this is going to go. But I think one thing is for sure, in that the integrity and commitment and bravery of Alexei is being shown on the world stage. And the opposite spirit of some of those who have been trying to kill him has also been put on show in the world stage. And then it's up for the world and the Russian people themselves to judge.
And do you dare to hope that one day you can welcome him to Bristol and show him around your city?
Well, that's the diary appointment we have booked on hold at the moment. When I was running in 2016 for mayor, my campaign coordinator said, "Marvin, you just had a text from some guy with over 1 million Twitter followers. I don't know who this guy is." And it was Alexei saying, "Good luck in Bristol." And just a little exchange of emails. And he said, "You know, Marvin, looking forward to coming to Bristol. I need you to show me around." And that's the promise. And that's the tour I hope I get to give.
Yeah, well, if it happens, let us know. We'll come and meet you as well. Marvin Rees, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.